You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Tim McMaster talking Rays baseball with MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, the Rays right now hosting the Yankees for a three-game series, kind of do or die if they're going to hang on to any playoff hope. On Monday night in the series opener, a tough loss for the Rays, but what a performance by Erasmo Ramirez on the hill. He takes a no-hitter into the eighth inning against a talented Yankees lineup. What did you see from Ramirez that impressed you the most in that start?
Well, like he's done all year, he mixed his pitches well, and he kept them off balance, had good command of the strike zone. J.P. Arencibia caught him that night and said that one of the things he was doing a couple times, he started Yankees hitters off with first pitch strike on a curveball, which really kept them off balance. So, I know it's been a disappointing season in a lot of respects for Rays fans, but this is one guy I think that they really found the gym in. You know, they picked him up right at the end of spring training, and all he's done is pitch well. After, you know, two bad outings to start the season, and since then he's been gold.
Yeah, absolutely. So a tough loss for the Rays on Monday, but then they bounce back on Tuesday, and it's always fascinating when a little injury ends up paying off for a team in a weird way. And we talked about Nick Franklin last week and what he has to prove here in September, obviously having a tough season with the injuries and struggles. He comes in for Asdrubal Cabrera after an injury on Tuesday, and then he smacks the big go-ahead two-run homer. What does a moment like that in a game like that do for a guy like Nick Franklin?
Well, I think it did well for him, obviously, because he's had a disappointing year. He was supposed to make the team out of spring training, and he had the oblique problem, which set him back. And then once he finally did get with the team early in the season, the bat just wasn't there. So they sent him down to Durham, and he spent the rest of the year there. Coming back up, I guess you get a little affirmation of, you know, the work he did down at AAA. I asked Kevin Cash last night if he's part of the plans next year, and I definitely think he'll be in the mix for shortstop. Don't know if they'll bring back Cabrera yet or not, but I would think you're going to be looking at maybe Cabrera. Maybe they're going to let Tim Beckham and Franklin fight it out for sure.
Yeah, and the power Franklin can kind of provide from that middle infield spot is impressive. It was a no-doubter on Tuesday night. He even took a second to kind of look at it, I noticed, before flipping the bat. It was neat to see a guy that's had a tough season have a stretch like that. Now, Cabrera, with the injury, day-to-day, do you know when the team expects to see him back in the lineup?
Right now, we're just hearing day-to-day. And, yeah. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. They're not saying they're out of it, but, you know, they basically have to win 18 games to get to, you know, their last 18 games to get to 88 wins. So, you know, I think probably it would be a good time would be if they were able to make it to 500. But having said that, I think you're going to see a lot of the young players towards the end of the season here because they, you know, you got a good opportunity here to see what they can do, give them a chance in major league games to see, have a better idea what you have going into next season.
Another one of those young players is Steven Souza Jr. He's back in the lineup after missing over a month. He's got some power numbers, 15-plus homers this season. The average, obviously, is a little bit low. Do you get the feeling that the Rays like what they've seen from him in this rookie season? Obviously, they made the trade to get him in the offseason in part of that blockbuster deal. He had the big moment for the Nationals on the final day of the season last year, preserving the no-hitter for Zimmerman. But overall, do you like what you've seen from Souza in his rookie season with the Rays?
I think so. I mean, he's another guy, though, who's been hurt a lot this year, so it's kind of hard. In fact, one time first time he went on the disabled list, he was just coming out of a slump right when he got put on the disabled list. And, you know, I think that was a moment there where I would have really liked to see what he could do after he had weathered a slump, kind of figured out what he was doing, got back on his feet, and then he gets hit in the hand. I think it's there. I think he showed enough of it that, you know, maybe next year he comes in and you really start to see the Rays really get the dividends out of what they thought they traded for.
Yeah, and they certainly have some young players where the potential's there, where if it could click next season. This is certainly a team that you could see contending for a playoff spot again. It seems like every week, Bill, we end up talking about Matt Moore. His last start out, basically David Ortiz got him. What did you see in that start? Was it the same Matt Moore we've seen, and he just gave up the two homers to Ortiz, and that kind of did him in, or was his stuff not quite there?
You know, he just has kind of been off this year since coming back, and you know, you hope that it will be there next year, but I wouldn't be surprised if he struggles the rest of this year. It just hasn't really kind of clicked for him coming back from that Tommy John surgery, which is not unusual, so... you know, I think you cut him a little bit of slack, keep running him out there, let him get some innings in. But I have kind of low expectations for what we're going to see for him the rest of the season.
Yeah, generally it seems like Tommy John surgery, the pitcher comes back in a year, but then it's maybe another half season before they really get that command back in the pitches and you really get to see them at their top level. Now, Jake McGee trying to get back the torn left meniscus. How important is it for the Rays or for him to get back on the mound? Does the team want to see him get back onto the mound, or are they being extra cautious with Jake McGee at this point?
Well, they are being cautious, but there's the feeling they want to see him back out there, and he wants to be back out there heading to the offseason, you know, having a, you know, being a healthy player instead of, you know, rehabbing his knee. And, you know, every time I've talked to him since he's had, you know, come back from the surgery, he's expressed to me that he feels, you know, pretty good and he's making progress. I know he's going to have a simulated game tomorrow, see how it goes, but I would expect to see him in the last week of the season, even if the Rays, as I said, I expect him to be are eliminated by them.
Bill, Blake Snell was named the MLBPipeline.com Pitching Prospect of the Year, and he kind of grabbed headlines early in the season. He started the year with that 46 consecutive scoreless inning streak, but then he pitched across three levels, the ERA 1.41, really spectacular. And I think some people thought maybe he'd get a look in September from the big club. That didn't end up happening, which you can understand considering how much ground he had already covered. Come next spring, is there a rotation spot there for him? Is he going to have to win a spot? How is that going to play out from what you can tell now? Obviously, we're still a ways away.
You know, first I'll take Kevin Cash stance. Kevin Cash yesterday told reporters that he'd never seen him throw a pitch. I have not either. You know, all I've really done is read reports about what he's done. I do think that you know, they're going to have a crowded rotation next year, depending on how the offseason goes. You know, he might just pull his way in there, but I think in the Rays, the way they do things, it doesn't make much sense for them to rush a guy along, because then you get that window before they're, you know, where they're major leaguers and then they're free agents, you know, after their arbitration year. So I think in the Rays' case, you particularly want your pitcher to be at the totally top of his game by the time he comes to the major league, so you don't start that window or the, you know, his major league clock until he's actually pitching like a major league pitcher. Now, having said that, based on what he's done this year, I would guess that he would probably start next year AAA. And probably, you know, if he continues to put hitters away like he's done, I would expect to see him pretty early up next year. But I think it would be a bold prediction to think he would be making the club out of spring training.
Right, and I agree with you that maybe makes the most sense, because then you take the pressure off a little bit and that start the year in AAA, get that confidence going once again, and then when the team needs you, calls on you, then you're ready to go. It seems like for most players, that's the more comfortable route to the majors, and you make a great point about that window with the Rays of major league level and needing to kind of be at that height of the game by the time you make that big league debut. Well, Bill, every year this time of year, Major League Baseball announces its Roberto Clemente Award finalist. Chris Archer is the nominee for the Rays this time around, and we've seen what Chris Archer's done on the field, but I think what players do off the field kind of goes under the radar a lot of times. What does Chris Archer do in the community that's gotten him this nomination for the Roberto Clemente Award?
It's kind of like what he doesn't do. He's one of these guys who's just always asking what he can do to help. I know he's very involved in the RBI program. He's involved in some reading programs. He gives money. He gives time. He does just about everything, you know. And I've seen him around the kids. He's really, he particularly likes to do stuff with the kids, and they relate to him, and he really relates to them, and they seem to glow when he's around them. So certainly a worthy representative for that award.
Excellent. You've been listening to Rays Extras on MLB.com. Bill, we'll talk to you again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.